That's a whole hell of water in.
What would they use that water for?
Well, they used it, old-timey people used it to cook and drink.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wouldn't seem like it'd be that clean.
Yeah, it's clean. You have to, you know, put it through things to make it clean.
Yes, sir.
It'd be a great big concrete hole, you know, great hole, and it's concrete. You have to keep them clean. And let this water go in there, and it's sterilized.
Okay, say if you had a house and an L, what would you call the place where the two of them come together?
Two houses come together?
No, the house and the L, where the L's hooked on the, fixed onto the house.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? The roofs come together? Have you ever heard of gutter or alley or valley? Okay. Where would you store your tools?
Tools? Store them out in a tool shed.
Okay. What about wood?
You pile it out in the yard.
Okay. What did you call outdoor toilets?
Just call them outdoor toilets. That's all I know to call them.
Have you ever heard of any people calling them anything else?
Yeah, way back old people called them pretties.
Okay, suppose there was a real loud noise. You might ask somebody, did you, what, that noise, did you?
Did you hear that noise?
Okay, and the person say, yes, I.
I did.
Or yes, I what? Yes, I.
Uh-huh. Heard it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And said, but it doesn't scare me, though, because I've... What?
You know what it is?
Yeah, I've heard it many times before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, say if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Okay. Okay, you say, the big building behind the house where you store the hay and keep the cows, you call that the
stock barn.
Okay. And the place where you store corn?
Corn crib.
Okay. What about grain?
You have a granary.
What does that look like?
It's just a little wood building to put the grain in.
Is it just separate building?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The part of the barn where you store the hay?
Huh? It's just a hay shed.
Yeah. Is a hay shed separate from?
Some of them are, some of them not.
Uh-huh. Sometimes people put it in the top part of the barn.
At the loft.
Okay. What if you've got too much hay to put in the loft?
You just have to put it somewhere else.
Okay. What if you left it outside?
It would rot.
Is there any way of piling it up outside and
you can stack it up and keep it.
Okay. What about something similar to a stack, only it's not going around in circles, it's sort of got more length to it?
Hay shed?
Have you ever heard of a hay rick?
Yes, I have.
What's that?
Well, it's just make a rack and put the hay in there and let the stock eat it out of that rack.
What does it look like? Yeah.
Well, it's just a great long thing, and you put some poles up and down, you know, then, and it's got little holes, and then you pack your hay in, and the cows and horses can eat out of them.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, when you first cut the hay, you know, and you let it dry, then you make it up in little piles.
You bale it.
Okay, but what about, something before they baled hay? The little piles of hay.
Well, you have to cut it and then take a hay rake and rake it up. And then that baler comes along and bales it. That's the way it does.
Okay. You ever heard of a shock of hay or a...
Yeah, I've seen a minion.
What's that like?